foot in mouth disease, right? Yeah. More like foot in mouth, yes please.
Oh my god, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling nervous.
You're feeling nervous?
So. I am. Are you feeling? I should ask you how you're feeling.
Yeah, that's how communication kind of goes. But yes, no, I'm nervous too.
That's good.
But it's gonna be great. Alright, should we?
That's good.
Ian is AI.
I am AI. I'm also holding the camera at the same time.
Okay, should we do a little scissors, paper, rock?
Let's do a scissors, paper, rock.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Scissors, paper, rock. Nice.
To do with this chemistry, it seems like Ian's gonna be the one that fucks Peyton.
That's the nicest thing someone ever said to me.
Okay, so do you want to go?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like that.
So I've been writing dad jokes. Mm-hmm. Right. I've been writing dad jokes. I wrote a lot of dad jokes that I actually wrote a book. Yeah, it's 1001 dad jokes by Ian Moore. Do you want to have a look through it?
That's prepared. It just says dad jokes. This guy came with props, man. This is so good.
Wow, it's fully.
Yeah, dead set.
I bought heaps if you guys want one.
Best seller over here.
Get me in the top ten. I laughed as well, so I got a drink.
Yeah, yeah.
The craziest thing is that's the first that book Peyton's ever read.
I did read The Hungry Caterpillar once, okay? So the... Oh, cheers.
Cheers, sorry. Oh, yeah, no.
Oh my god, that's... Mm. What do you call a rooster that's not good at maths?
A disappointment?
A math and a chicken.
Does that count as a laugh?
Oh. He's like, yeah, fucked up.
Ian's just reliving his childhood.
I am.
A disappointment.
Relax.
Yeah, I got called chicken a lot. Yeah.
Oh.
Does that count as a laugh?
You're not a chicken.
I'm not, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's the second nicest thing someone said to me today.
Oh, I'm really gonna keep this. This is like a core
memory. It's an easy read. So I was watching these two mimes have sex the other day. Yeah, they were doing unspeakable things to each other.
Okay. That was good. I like that.
Thank you.
Clever.
This is about to be the most wholesome episode. It's like, I'm bored. Ian, say the N-word.
Necrophilia.
Do I have your permission?
I can't give permission.
I'll pay you. I will pay you if you say it.
Can we just beep and pretend I said it?
Relax, Ian. Lay back.
Now I can't read my phone.
You can pick it up.
Let Ian do his thing. He's got stees.
He's got what?
Stees.
Oh. Style. So you said a disease. I was
like,
what?
No. Oh, he's got that.
What do you get when you see a pair of hairy balls?
What?
And if you never want to see that reaction again, let me introduce you to the Manscaped Groin and Go Bundle. Perfect for your little guy. And no, I'm not talking about Seth. I'm talking about down there. The bundle comes with the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra, which is perfect for when you want to trim without having to worry about nicks or cuts.
You're telling me I don't have to worry about nicks or cuts?
Mm-hmm. And the bundle also comes with the Handyman Face Shaver, which, get this, is waterproof, so cleanup is a breeze. And how cool is this magnetic blade cover? It's so compact, you can just throw it in your bag, hit the road, and use it whenever you need. But wait, there's more. With 3 different comb options, 1 fixed length and 2 adjustable, you have complete control over your hair length. And did I mention it's wireless?
That means less wires.
None at all. Plus, it's equipped with a dual LED spotlight, so you can groom with precision even in the darkest of corners. For a grooming bundle that's smooth and simple, head to manscaped.com and use the promo code YEAHMAD for 20% off your first order, plus free international shipping. So there you have it, legends, the Manscaped Groin and Go bundle featuring the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra and the Handyman Face Shaver. You'll always be ready to show off your balls. Try Manscaped today! What's the difference between yogurt and Americans?
What?
Yogurt grows a culture if you leave it alone for 200 years. Sorry, I'm wearing a Budweiser shirt.
Let it go.
It's okay.
Have you heard the phrase, Jesus take the wheel?
Yeah.
So I think only Christians can use their their God to say that.
Because mm-hmm.
if you say Muhammad take the wheel, you're just talking to your Uber driver.
5 stars for that joke.
Okay.
Thank you.
Muhammad take the wheel.
3 stars.
I don't know why I thought that was going to turn into like a hijack joke.
Oh!
Hold it in. That was yuck.
Time for another fart.
How do you start a rave in Ethiopia? You nail a piece of toast to the ceiling. I don't know if that should be in.
That's hilarious.
I really wish I thought of it.
Piece of toast.
Oh my god.
Watch her not get hate for that though.
She's got a lot of fake tan on today, so maybe she should.
That melanin's looking strong.
So I took a date to the fish market. Yeah. But she only sashimi as a friend.
It just makes me go, aww.
I know, if this was an awe joke off, I think I would have won.
You would have won.
Yeah, I would have won.
No, that was good though. Was, I'm thinking of selling a fragrance to introverts.
I'll need that.
Yeah, well, it's called Leave Me the Fuck Cologne. I have to like just swallow it like little bit by little bit.
Baby steps.
Yeah.
Clip that.
So the Dalai Lama got kicked out of the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, they asked him to leave, but he said, nah, I must stay.
What do demons brush their teeth with? Helsinki.
What?
No. I don't even think I get that myself.
I don't get it. I don't know why I laugh.
I can see where you're going. Like a sink.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. Like, but I don't really get it.
Where do demons brush their teeth?
It's a fucking terrible job.
Okay. Should I do another one?
I drank for that one, by the way.
Nice.
We love you, Peyton. We believe in you. Fuck him.
Yeah, fuck me.
Okay, I'm gonna need a drink.
She needs it to fuck me.
Ken, where is this coming from?
It's the alcohol.
Yeah.
I feel like an Elmo right now.
An Elmo? Like tickle me Elmo?
Like red.
Oh, you're red, okay.
Yeah, Asian flush. Yeah. Am I red?
No.
Okay.
No,
you're more yellow.
It is all yellow.
Oh my god. He's coming so close.
What
the hell?
You're going to Helsinki.
It's the new guy's first day. It's really.
It started so fucking wholesome.
Yeah. Kick off.
Okay. What's the difference between raw Ray and a bucket of shit? The bucket.
I'm cancelling your OnlyFans subscription.
Don't, or I'll lose so much money.
That $3 is coming back to me.
A strip club opened near the school.
Yeah.
Right? And people are completely, right? Complaining.
Are you getting nervous around me?
I am.
Say it again.
Third time's a charm, brother.
Hey?
Ian, we believe in you, we love you. You got
yes.
this.
Yes.
Fuck
Peyton. You got it.
Team Ian.
Alright, so a strip club opened up near the school and people are complaining, yeah. right? Because those kids are ruining our strip club experience.
Yeah. Those damn kids.
It's the school zone on the way there.
So the kids are in the strip club, you're saying?
That's why Pat's always there. Always running to Pat. I'm like, Pat, what are you doing here again?
He encourages
us. What's the location of that?
VIP.
These goddamn sexy kids.
Sexy.
What did Trump say when Joe dropped out of the presidential race?
What did he say?
Biden! Just like that.
Can you do it with Trump's accent?
Pretty soon it was like, Joe's gay.
Bye, he's gay.
He's old and he's gay.
Topical, Patton, topical.
Thank you.
Peyton's like, yeah, that was a pretty tropical joke. I guess that was pretty tropical.
I think I laughed at that.
Oh my god. Should we cheers to the tropics?
To tropics. Capricorn. Foot in mouth disease, right?
Yeah.
More like foot in mouth, yes please. Please? Please?
Get your crocs off!
Snort mode activated.
That was really good.
Thank you.
That was really good. Oh my god. How does a manipulator change a light bulb?
How?
They don't. They use gaslighting. How does a
sorry. Peyton's doing black palm.
I know, but I had a few drinks last night, and then I was like, I'm gonna fake tan, and I just really didn't. I don't know. Yeah.
We love you.
I just want to be like you, Seth.
Do you know what it's called to practice tickling?
Mm-mm.
a testicle. Under the armpits, a testicle.
I just balls.
I don't have balls.
Prove it. Prove it.
Enemy out.
Get him out.
I've heard they're hairy.
Not since she used the promo code. Yeah, man.
What does a guy with a 2-inch dick have for breakfast?
What do you have for breakfast, Pat?
I was gonna ask you the same thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, Ian had toast this morning.
How did you know? I actually did have toast this morning. I was at a rave. I was trying to.
Let's drink.
We never got the answer, by the way.
Rory interrupted, believe it or not.
Yeah.
That's a crazy rare occurrence.
It's all made me do a Pat impression.
Okay.
Where are them kids?
Where are them kids?
I broke up with a girl who wanted to go to the gym together. I just couldn't see us working out.
That's cute.
It's cute that I broke up with a girl?
No, well, I don't know. Yeah. No, it's like, that's cute that you can like work out together, but you don't want, anyways, you don't want to do that. Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh my God.
No, I didn't mean it like that. I was just. Where's your brain going? Did you hear the one about the Chinese godfather? He made them an offer they couldn't understand.
Relevant.
I understood it.
You understood it?
I understood it.
Yeah. Not me.
You come to my daughter's wedding!
Instead of an orange in her mouth, it's a mandarin.
That was a good joke, Peyton.
Thank you so much.
I like that one.
Thanks.
What do you call an Indian in a skip bin?
What?
Ramaji. I didn't write that joke, I got the assist.
The assist. We couldn't decide if we wanted to bury or cremate my grandpa, so we just let him live.
That's good.
No, come here. You did so good.
No, you did better.
No, that was so good. Well done. Yay! First adjudge!
Yeah!
This is actually like so priceless.
This is such a waste of paper.
It's actually priceless. Save the trees, save the trees.
Thanks, man.